In many respects, the weather on this final day of April represents the spring that has been slow to begin across the area. Temperatures are running well below average. We have clouds. It's raw. It's damp. We have a mix of rain and snow across the area. It's far from a fine spring day. But like flipping a giant switch, as the calendar moves from April to May, the weather will change dramatically coming up during the day tomorrow, as temperatures will shoot up close to 70 degrees tomorrow afternoon, and will tack on another 10 degrees on Wednesday, with highs reaching close to 80. So we will go from weather that is cooler than we would like for this time of year to weather that some would argue is a little bit warmer than we would like for this time of year, but we'll certainly see that big change coming up over the next couple of days. In the short term, though, we are on the cool side of things. There's a giant upper level low sitting over the northeast, and what that is a whirlpool of cold air in the upper atmosphere. Essentially, this creates this rather cool and raw feel, and we're still dealing with some rain and snow showers across the region as well. Now, heading into tonight, this upper level low is going to begin to move away. There's still going to be some leftover showers, though, behind that system, so you still may want to have that umbrella if you have plans tonight. Temperatures tonight will be on the cool side, dropping back into the 30s to around 40 degrees. Heading into the day tomorrow, we may still have some clouds and a shower or two early on, but by and large, tomorrow will trend brighter as the day moves along. So it's a mix of clouds and increasing sun, though some clouds will mix in from time to time, even tomorrow afternoon. We'll see a gusty breeze kick up out of the west, and those temperatures are just going to feel tremendously different tomorrow as temperatures climb up close to 70 degrees tomorrow afternoon. It's even warmer on Wednesday with temperatures reaching close to 80. An approaching system could set off a shower or thunderstorm north and west of Albany late Wednesday, but for most of us, it's going to be a dry day. And then we all have the chance to see some showers or thunderstorms on Thursday. Temperatures, though, will still be quite warm. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy with some leftover showers, cool, low 35 to 40. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, breezy and much warmer, high 65 to 70. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy with some leftover showers, low 35 to 40. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, breezy and much warmer, high 65 to 70. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy with some leftover showers, cool, low 36 to 44. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, breezy and much warmer, high 68 to 74. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, mostly cloudy, a few leftover showers, cool, low 35 to 40. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, breezy and much warmer, high 65 to 70. Region-wide on Wednesday, mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer again. Chance of a late shower or thunderstorm north and west of Albany, a high around 80. And on Thursday, variably cloudy with some scattered showers and storms, high 75 to 80 degrees. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.